Good morning. Well, today we have a request to talk about time and space. So just be aware of a breath coming in. And aware of a breath as it goes out. Release the body to relaxation. And let body and mind rest there. So, we're all in some way, shape, or form conditioned in our beliefs about time and about space. They seem so natural. That it may not ever occur to step out of that box and question such a deep collective belief. So as we go over, this Sunday talk, as with all of our Sunday talks, recognize these are words of pointing, and it is for you to take it into the silence and there letting it mature in understanding, letting the experience of knowing rise up, and not just letting things ramble around in the mind. So let's start with the criteria that we would use with any appearance claiming reality. Is time immutable or does it change? Is time everlasting or did it have a beginning and will it have an end? So how many of us live in the world where they change the times twice a year? So time does change. The time that we know, like the 12 hours and 12 hours, 12 hours, morning time, 12 hours, night time, AM and PM. Those times are changing and changeable. So it does seem like, if you look at it from that standpoint, that the usage, our usage of something called time is a great convenience. Okay. So, now, in my ponderings some time ago, this is what I began thinking about. And it was that this body, this form, this chair upon the floor within the house is seated on ground, and this ground extends and becomes something we call the world. It's like a rock. And I could, with my eyes closed, I could see this rock was spinning as it does naturally. So the rock is spinning and spinning, and then it's making a path around this ball of light or this gas ball or whatever scientific terms are might be for the sun. So here I am sitting in a chair, spinning on a rock, spinning around a light. And I could not figure out how that natural movement was causing something called time. So think about that just for a moment. Just the body sitting in a chair, sitting in a room. The room is in the house. The house is on the rock. The rock is spinning. I don't know how fast it spins, but the rock is spinning. And as it spins, it makes a path around a light that we call the sun. But somehow, that's supposed to mean the passage of time. But I could never figure out how that naturalness taking place was the cause of time. And then I would think, well, if there wasn't a calendar, how invested would we be in something called time? How about running out of time? I don't have enough time. You've got too much time on your hands. What are you going to do with all your time? Your time is running short. All of this investment, now given it is mind, it is mind's investment in something called time. And we live within that illusory investment. And then we have this space of time that we call our life. Yes, the body has a beginning, the body will have an ending. But time has nothing to do with who and what you are. It is a concept within consciousness. And you are aware of something called time. But the awareness of it, as I am aware of a body, as I am aware of a chair, does not make the body reality, does not make the chair reality. I am aware of something called time that seemingly passes from a beginning to an end, does not make time reality. So where do we find time? Where is time? When you are sleeping. Is there in your deep sleep, is there any awareness at all of time passing? No, there isn't. Not until awakening in what we call the morning do we step into the concept that time has passed while I slept. What has really happened during that time of sleep? Time, there we go again, time of sleep. During the happening of sleep. All that has taken place is that the rock continued to spin, and in its turning, the light of the gas ball once again came into view, and we say night has passed and morning has arrived. So if anything has passed and if anything is arriving, then it is not reality. It is coming in our perception. It is coming and going. Time arrives with the alarm. And time stops when I fall to sleep. So where does time not being a reality leave us with the other concept of there being a past or a passing in time, a past in time, and also a future in time? If there is not this sequential event of something called time passing, is there a past and can there be any future? So take a breath, because nothing has ever happened in a past. Nor is there anything ever going to happen in a future. Whatever you are aware of, it can only be in your awareness in the present moment. Even a memory is but a thought about an experience, and the thought about that experience has arisen in your awareness in the present moment. You may have feelings come of nostalgia over what we believe to be in the past. But that does not make the past nor time a reality. Again, a memory is but a thought about an experience. And that thought rises in the only thing that is, which is the present moment. We are the ones, through our conditioning of time, say that it happened in the past. So we are conditioned to thinking that time is like a string of pearls. This space, this time, in a linear fashion, from something called the past going to something called the future. But consciousness is not that like that. Consciousness is not like a string of pearls. And the conscious reality here in what we call the past, and we're waiting for this future consciousness somewhere out there yet to come. It is all now. It is all full, complete, whole, filling this very, very moment. Consciousness did not go away into the past, and consciousness is not waiting to come from the future. All that is consciousness, and that consciousness is all that is now, in the present moment. Consciousness has no past. Consciousness has no future. So we begin to look at this time constraint with a vaster awareness of what is actually taking place. We open up to that which is more than what the finite mind can conceive. So the finite mind, the thoughts may be pushing at you about time not being real. So it is we, through our conditioning, and this is most important, it is we through our conditioning that say it happened in the past and it was a good thing that happened or it was a bad thing that happened. And we project our imagination into the future. There's nothing in the future except whatever you happen to be imagining in the present moment. And quite often, when you think about it, our so-called memories of the past take on a little glow of imagination as well. We never remember it exactly the way we tell the story about the past. But we must concede, though, that the concept of time, not time itself, there's no time itself, but the concept about time is a most useful tool. But see it as a tool. I'm going to meet you at 12 at Starbucks for a cup of coffee and we'll do a little catching up. Or I need to see the doctor next Wednesday at 10:30. Or I have a dental. Or there's a party going on at the clubhouse Saturday at 6. You know, useful. Absolutely. But not reality. Not a reality. Why? In one regard, because you are ageless and you are timeless. If it does not exist in you. It does not exist. It's not a reality. So, it is only the person or the character or that the old way of thinking, it's only the old way of thinking that lives in the illusion that time exists as reality. So, we have another, and how it will take up the concept of space as a reality. Space. That final frontier, right? So, so first of all, let's take a look at our meaning. What is your meaning for space? Or what is our meaning of space? The normal meaning of space. What is it? I mean, the hands, I think, they're waving around in space. Is it like an open, empty area between objects and surrounding objects? Is that what space is? In art, we learn about something that is called negative space, where we learn to draw the shape of the space around and in an object. And this does give one a totally different perspective on seeing. But what space does to us in a conditioned way, it gives the illusion of separation. Space gives the illusion of separation. And we perceive that which surrounds the object as an emptiness, separating every object we are aware of. Well, actually, if we didn't have space, we wouldn't have any objects. In order for you to view an object, it requires a space around it in order to be seen. But space is not empty. There's no empty space whatsoever. Anywhere in the entire universe, there is no empty space. We call it empty space because it's not occupied by an object. It's not occupied by something that we see. Certainly, if this is taking up space, this cup is taking up space, so this is not empty space. But this here is empty space. All of this between here and the wall, it's all empty space, but it's not empty. What is here is what is always here. It is the fullness of consciousness where the mind images objects. And we see the object, if there were no labels on this, it would still be viewed. It just wouldn't have a label. It's a cup. It's a cup, it's a bottle, it's a chair, it's a... So the space isn't empty. This is, sometimes I like to call it, it's myself, this space, because it is the presence of consciousness. There, when you go back to our first ponderments, that there is but one present, and that presence is consciousness, invisible, formless, eternal, everlasting, unchanging. That is what is permeating something that we unconsciously call empty space. I know these might be pushing the boundaries in the mind, but that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So, space, as we are, I like conditioned rather than programmed, but that we're conditioned to recognize it in, or not recognize it would probably be a better term, to not recognize space for exactly what it is. If we recognize it at all, other than the seemingness of separation. And I don't even think we recognize it as separation. It's just something we are naturally conditioned with, that there is separation. Without even thinking on it, everything is separate. There's no oneness at all. Everything is separate from everything else. So what is space? The fullness of consciousness, where the mind images objects. That would be the simplest explanation, I think. And so what is present, what we call space, it is the fullness of consciousness. It is filled with the energy and the vibrations of life. There's no emptiness about space at all. It is full, complete, and all. It's our terms. It's our projection. It is our overlay. Again, it's how we overlay what is here by the false concepts, beliefs. So open up I'd like you to take a nice breath. And again, bring attention to within. Take a breath. Letting go. And again, releasing the body into relaxation. So let it go. Be in enjoyment of the breath. Just settle down into the silence of being. Just drifting down to relaxation. Aware of mind, but paying it no attention. Bringing the fullness of your attention to the within, to the quietude, into the serenity, into the joy, just being, resting in what is real, resting in serenity and silence. And in this silence, can you find time? Can you find empty space? So the concepts of time, the concepts of space, of course, take place within consciousness. And you are aware of the concept of time and you are aware concept of space. Begin to recognize that time and space are not as a person would have them be. So, I'd like to hear how you do with the concepts of time and space, or have you even considered them or pondered them in some way?
I don't think I grasp space.
Okay.
Empty space.
If you have, okay, say I have a cup over here and I'm going to try to get out of the way, and this little bell over here, and between the two there's the concept that there's empty space there. Is that correct?
here's a cup, here's a space, and here's a bell. And this in between them is empty space, right? That's what we would normally call empty space, correct?
Right,
Well, this, what you call empty space between these two objects, is not empty. It is the fullness of consciousness present. Because consciousness is what? Invisible and formless. Fullness and the completeness of life. So that exists whether there's an object visible in it or not. So the existence of consciousness between these two objects, surrounding these two objects, is there. The presence of consciousness. Again, invisible, formless. So there is something here, and that something that is here is consciousness.
Why isn't consciousness also present where the objects are?
It is. It is. Because it's everywhere. What we're trying to do is getting to see that there is no empty space between these two objects. That it is all consciousness, all objects being presented in consciousness, and that which we call space also being the presence of consciousness.
Okay, I need to ponder all that.
Well, I'm here if you want to go over it. Yeah. It's just showing that the concept that we hold about space is not the correct, is not correct. We're holding a concept that there's nothing there, that it's empty, it's void, there's nothing there. But we're only saying there's nothing there because we don't see a three-dimensional object. So we're saying, since we don't see an object there, that there's nothing there. But there is consciousness is there.
Okay.
As consciousness is here with the object, the essence behind the object, the substratum behind the object, consciousness is also present as what we call, remember, we call it empty space.
Right.
But consciousness is present where we are saying there's empty space. There is no empty space. Consciousness fills all of it.
Right. So behind the object isn't exactly correct. It's everything.
It's
consciousness, I'm referring to. Yeah.
Everything is consciousness. Everything is the self. Right. And the self is consciousness. So the objects that are viewed within space are actually the images of mind being presented as objects within the openness of consciousness.
Okay.
So consciousness is all that's here. If we can start with that, consciousness is all that's here. Okay. It had no beginning. It will have no end. So it is without time. And it permeates the wholeness of whatever is. So there can't be an empty space. It has to be filled with consciousness. It's where we're going with all this time and space stuff.
Thank you.
Okay. Again, we only call it empty space because we are accustomed to doing that if we're not seeing an object.
Okay.
Any questions or comments? Let's talk over this thing of time and space.
Yeah.
Oh yes. Good morning, love.
I got the distinct impression as you were speaking that I am consciousness, that this is the presence, the essence of my being, and the time lets me know that I don't know. It's just a beautiful feeling I got as you spoke, because I was kind of getting in my mind with time and everything. And then I felt like I was just held in this consciousness that is what I am. So thank you.
You're welcome, love. Do any of you guys have any issues with time or space? I mean, what are the little blocks to it, if any of you have any, so we can help dissolve and open up
space. Mary?
Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, love.
I found it difficult to grasp what you meant with nothing happens. Like, for example, like, what is a trauma then? Or what do you think your childhood was? Can you elaborate on that?
Well, what is it? Not to make light of it, but a trauma or what your childhood was is just memories of experiences. We're the ones that say it was my childhood, it was my trauma. We are the ones that claim all the good or the bad that seemingly happens to us at specific points in time along our growing up and traversing into what we call the future. So, yes, those are happenings, but they're not happening to anyone. In order for them to actually happen to someone, there would have to be a someone for them to happen to. And there is no one. There is no person present. There is no separate identity present for anything to happen to. If anything is taking place, is happening, the only presence there is the God presence, is the presence of consciousness, not person, not ego, not identity. Okay? The ego says it all happened to me, or why is this happening to me? But there is no person present for things in the past or the future to be happening to. There is only consciousness present. When we surrender the false identity, when we are living in the awareness of our own being as the God presence, the God consciousness, the presence that is, when we're living in that, we profoundly understand there has never been a person present at all. Not a person present at a birth, not a person present at a trauma or at a birthday party or at a marriage or at a death. There's never been a person present for anything to be happening to. In our false understandings, we think we are the person that these things have happened to in the past and are going to happen to in the future. But when we awaken from that ignorance, we see there never was a person. Thank you, ma'am. You're welcome, love. But that doesn't mean that those memories might require some deep understanding so that they can pass through and not continue to be clogged up in mind stories.
But does it mean that the experiences on itself has no meaning?
The experience will have whatever meaning that you lay upon it. You know, you can say this is happening because this is the way it's supposed to be. There has to be a purpose here for this stuff to be happening. There has to be this there. But you have to recognize who is saying that, which would be mind. So mind is stating that there is a person here that this happened to. And what I am saying is to release that person identity, release yourself from the encumbrance of having past, present, and future. And then in that state of deep awareness, then when those memories rise up, look at them from a deeper understanding.
Thank you, beloved. Thank you.
You're welcome, love. So we're all set now with time and space. So, yes, look at things from a higher altitude. Anyone else with some comments on time or space? So we do not live in time, and we do not live in space. We are the consciousness where the concept of time and space can have its play. And when you're aware of that, okay, then time, neither time nor space makes any conditions or limitations upon you. All right. Well, suggest some ponderments on time and space as you go along this week. Seeing them as a non-reality. So I guess we'll call this one complete if there's no comments or questions. All right, my love, let us pray. Most beloved self, there is nothing outside of my being. I am the fullness and completeness of what is. There is nothing needed to fulfill my being. It already is. In me is everything and nothing. In me is fullness and emptiness. I am what is. I am
as I am. Amen. Namaste.